I want you to imagine a man has just bought a new radio. He just loves to turn on the radio, and this is what happens when he turns it on.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some swallowing, celebrate the birthdays of Irving Kale, Ben Selvin, and Hutch, and get shown a thing or two. I had the great pleasure yesterday of attending a screening of Laurel and Hardy films as part of the UCLA Festival of Restoration at the Billy Wilder Theater in Westwood. We saw the Spanish-language version of the pair's first starring picture, Pardon Us, along with The Midnight Patrol, and a newly restored print of The Music Box, which I never tire of seeing. Toward the end of The Music Box, when the great Billy Gilbert, who plays Professor Theodore von Schwarzenhofer, discovers the boys have delivered a piano to his home, he flies into a rage and screams, "I'll show you!" just before taking an axe to what he referred to as a mechanical blunderbox. Well, for this first segment of the show, we're going to go from I'll Show You to Show Me, beginning with Percival Mackey's band.
Thank you.
Revelers, Franklin Bauer, Louis James, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn, plus in this case Ed Smalley, making it a vocal quintet, and Show Me the Way to Go Home. Nat Shilkret directed the International Novelty Orchestra, which included Joe Green on drums, on that September 23, 1925 recording. Smalley worked as an arranger for the Revelers, sometimes accompanied them on piano, and sang on some occasions. Show Me the Way to Go Home was written by the English songwriting team of James Campbell and Reginald Connolly, who self-published the piece under the pseudonym Irving King. Before the Revelers, it was Rudy Weedoff's Californians in October and November of 1920 and Show Me How, written by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. We started off that Show Me set with Percival Mackey's band and Charleston, Charleston, Show Me the Way, composed by Vivian Ellis. That English Columbia 78 was made in London on September 17, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1903 in Houtsdale, Pennsylvania, of lyricist Irving Cale. In the mid-20s, he was appearing in New York vaudeville sketches written by Gus Edwards when he met composer Sammy Fain, and the two formed one of the most prolific collaborations ever in Tin Pan Alley, and which lasted until Cale's death in 1942. Their first song together, along with Francis Wheeler, was Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella in 1927, which was recorded by Roger Wolfe Kahn and Sam Lennon. In 1930, they were signed by Paramount Pictures to write a song for the Maurice Chevalier picture, The Big Pond. They traveled to Los Angeles and wrote You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me and wound up staying in L.A., where they worked for several movie studios, but also wrote for Broadway. Irving Cale died in New York on February 7, 1942, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. Cale and Fain's best-known songs include By a Waterfall, I'll Be Seeing You, Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine, and these. Well, most of these.
Thank you. something about a rose that reminds me, dear, of you. Each pretty petal glows like light in your eyes of blue. I press each flower close to the lips you gave your kisses to. There's something about a rose that reminds me of you.
They'd sing much sweeter than they do, for you've brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through, for you've brought a new kind of love to me. I know that I'm the slave, you're the queen, but still you can understand that underneath it all, you're a maid and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me.
Thank you. walking down the highway till we find a shady lane. We'll be hobnobnobbing with a red, red robin where he sings his sweet refrain. Then we ramble through a little byway in the mountain greenery. We'll be happy loafers where the Sunday chauffeurs never spoil the scenery. With the daisies in the glade, won't that be swell? You won't have to be afraid, Daisy, don't tell. When the birds sing in a lullaby way and the bees are in their comb, we'll be hike, hike, hiking down the highway on our way back home.
In the first segment of the show, we heard from the Revelers, and this group may have sounded a bit like the Revelers, but it is in fact the Rondeliers, and they were hiking down the highway. That was Ben Selvin and his orchestra on July 14, 1931. The Rondeliers were the first to use two pianos to accompany them. The other three songs in that set were all written by Irving Cale and Sammy Fain, but Hiking Down the Highway was an Irving Cale-Lee David collaboration. It was preceded by Ben Burney and his orchestra, with Manny Prager taking the vocal honors on You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, which was introduced in the movie The Big Pond by Maurice Chevalier. This recording was made around April 20th, 1930. Before that, it was Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra and There's Something About a Rose. The vocalist on that May 11th, 1928 Harmony 78 was Irving Kaufman, and the band was credited as the WMCA Broadcasters. Radio station WMCA went on the air on February 6, 1925 at 8:80 on the AM dial, broadcasting from the 24th floor of the McAlpin Hotel on Broadway at 34th Street in New York City. The station's original slogan was "Where the searchlight flashes and the white way begins," and it was the first station in the New York metropolitan area to regularly broadcast after midnight. We started off our tribute to Irving Cale with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, February 8, 1928, and Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Most everyone's heard the song When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano, written by Leon René and first recorded by the Inkspots in 1940. Petrochelidon pyranota, or cliff swallows, spend their winters in South America from Venezuela to Argentina, but from March through October, they can be seen making their jug-shaped mud nests on vertical cliffs or other surfaces in North America. They don't return just to Capistrano, but to a large portion of the western U.S., Mexico, Canada, even Alaska, and Catalina Island. Last week, listener Judith on the island told me she was expecting the return of the swallows to Toyon Bay any day. They may even have arrived by now. Anyway, in anticipation of the return of the swallows to Catalina, Capistrano, and parts north, here are some rapidly rotating records about swallows, beginning with George Olson and his music.
Thank you. Thank you.
from Victor 21598-A, recorded December 2nd, 1927. That was a saxophone duet by Rudy Weedoft and Arnold Brillhart on La Golondrina, which of course means the swallow in Spanish. Not credited on the label of that record were Carson Robison on guitar and Jack Shilkret on piano. Before that, it was Miss Ethel Waters with Lonesome Swallow on August 21st, 1928. Lonesome Swallow was composed by Andy Razaf and J.C. Johnson, but she was accompanied there on piano by James P. Johnson. We began that Swallow set with an acoustic recording of Follow the Swallow, featuring some nice bird-chirping sound effects there at the beginning. That was George Olson and his music on August 20th, 1924. Follow the Swallow was composed by Ray Henderson with the lyrics by Billy Rose and Mort Dixon. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1898 in New York City of violinist and bandleader and one of my favorites, Ben Selvin. The family had emigrated from Russia, where Ben's father, Max, was a tailor. A musical prodigy, Ben started playing the violin at age 7 and made his first public appearance at the Star Casino at age 9. In 1913, he made his first appearance on Broadway, and at just 19, he formed his own orchestra, which played at the Moulin Rouge for a record 7 years. He probably made more records than any other bandleader of the 78 era, but his best-selling record was Dardanella, waxed by Selvin's Novelty Orchestra for Victor on November 20, 1919. He recorded exclusively for Vocalion from 1921 to 1924, when he began recording for Columbia, Paramount, Plaza, and Brunswick. He began working in radio by 1924, and although complaining about the medium's sound quality, in 1925, he was broadcasting over WFBH and doing his own announcing. In 1927, he was program director of the Columbia Phonograph Hour, heard every Wednesday evening over the Columbia Radio Network. In the late 30s, he was chief programmer for Muzak and later worked for RCA until retiring at age 65. He died July 15, 1980. Here's Ben Selvin.
That I'm sold on you, girlfriend. So if you turn me loose, you'll only cook my goose. If I lose my hold on you, girlfriend, you'll hear the neighbors say, isn't he too young to be so gray? Don't let me get that way. You can make my life a bed of roses, or make it like a sour apple tree. Oh, I'll supply the little these and those's. Marry me. You can have me going to the devil, and with you what an angel I could be. So if you want to keep me on the level, marry me. My heart just pounds in rumble rhythm all the day through. It only goes back into waltz time when I'm with you. You can even have me rubbing noses with fish down at the bottom of the sea. Or you can make my life a bed of roses. Marry me. Thank you.
my number, dear, don't you lose it. Won't you use it mighty soon? When I hear my phone bell ring, I'll just cancel everything. Until it comes, I'll be holding my thumbs, waiting for a call from you.
We started off our tribute to Ben Selvin with Ben masquerading on that March 8, 1932 Columbia 78 as Mickey Alpert, as in Herb, and his orchestra, and You Can Make My Life a Bed of Roses, Marry Me. The vocalist was Dick Robertson, and You Can Make My Life a Bed of Roses was written by Lou Brown and Ray Henderson. Next were a couple of rapidly rotating records making their debut on the show. We heard Ben Selvin on a Velvet Tone 78 using the pseudonym Roy Carroll and his Sands Point Orchestra, and Waitin' for a Call from You. And the label of that October 2, 1931 record credits Roy Carroll with vocal, but it was in fact Jack Parker. Seymour Simons wrote the words and music. And we finished up our tribute to Ben Selvin with another Triple R debut, this one with kind of a Romany sound to it, Sonia. That was Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Irving Kaufman providing the vocal on August 6, 1925. Sonia was composed by Fred Fisher with the lyrics by Bob Schaefer.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I don't believe he's ever had his own segment on the show before, but yesterday, March 7th, marked the birth in 1900 in Grenada of Leslie Arthur Julian Hutchinson, better known simply as Hutch. He took piano lessons as a child and in 1916 moved to New York to study medicine, but began playing piano and singing in bars. He joined a black band led by Harry Broadway Jones, which often played for high society, but because of racial discrimination, he decided in 1923 to move to France, where he was able to land a gig at Zoe Zelli's, one of the most famous of the Paris nightclubs. In 1926, he went to London, where he appeared in a Rodgers and Hart show at the London Pavilion and subsequently became one of the biggest stars in Britain into the 1930s. Leslie Hutchinson died August 18, 1969, in Weeting, England. Here are three from Hutch.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't be so serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so. But you can't take the dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating it's the berries. For the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and love at it all. People are queer, they're always crowing, scrambling and rushing about. Why don't they stop someday? Address themselves this way. Why are we going? It's time that we found out. We're not here to stay. We're on a short holiday. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't be so serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so. But you can't take the dough when you go, go, go. Keep repeating it's the berries, for the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned, so how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't be so serious, no, too mysterious. You work, you save, and you worry so. But you can't take the dough when you go, go, go. Oh, keep repeating it's the berries. For the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? All life is just a bowl of cherries. Live and love at it all.
Since I looked, dear, in your direction, I've quite forgotten my art collection. To be exact, you simply prove the fact that nature's greater than art. Looking at you, while travels are fleeing, I'm admiring the view. For it's you I'm seeing, and the sweet honeydew of well-being settles upon me. What is this light that shines when you enter like a star in the night? And what's to prevent her from destroying my sight if you centered all of it on me? Looking at you, I'm filled with the essence of the quintessence of joy. Looking at you, I hear poets telling of lovely Helen of Troy. Darling, life seems so gray. I wanted to end it till that wonderful day. You started to mend it, and if you'd only stay, then I'll spend it looking at you. It's a new kind of love at first sight. Though it's you and it's I all the time, every meeting's a marvelous pastime. You're exceedingly sweet, so wherever we happen to be, I greet you with a song. Behold your adorable face, just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace when the music swells. I'm touching your hand, it tells me you're standing. At the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a love such as ours came to be? But I always knew I could live life through with a song in my heart for you. Came to be, but I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for you.
With a Song in My Heart by Rodgers and Hart was introduced on Broadway in the musical comedy Spring Is Here, which opened at the Alvin Theater on March 11, 1929, and ran for 104 performances. But we heard it from a Parlophone 78 made the following year by Leslie Hutchinson, who was in the original cast of Cochrane's 1930 review, the score of which also featured the song. Charles Cochrane was a British impresario whose promotions included everything from boxing, wrestling, rodeo, and roller skating, to ballet and serious drama, to a series of revues. He is said to have discovered Gertrude Lawrence, Beatrice Lilly, and Noel Coward. Before that, it was Cole Porter's Looking at You from the musical revue Wake Up and Dream, which opened at the Selwyn Theatre December 30th, 1929, and ran for 136 performances. We started off her tribute to Hutch in November of 1931, accompanying himself on piano on Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, another Lou Brown and Ray Henderson collaboration. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.